Hi, I'm Daniel, I'm a sleep physician, and the previous song of this channel is for you. Today we're going to answer a question from Patrick regarding sleep debt, and I'm going to share an exercise with you that I think is going to be really helpful, and I hope you will help me get some input on that. Hey there, I hope you're doing extremely well today and that you will have a nice weekend. This is going to be the last video for this week, and what happened was actually, for those of you who tuned into yesterday's episode, you might have seen that I had this feeling that I forgot one question, and I did, of course, and that was from Patrick. So we're gonna go over that one, and then I will share something with you that I thought about this morning that I think could be a really good exercise for anyone that has trouble sleeping. So we'll go over that in a second, but let's read this question from Patrick that came in 2 days ago. Hi Daniel, I was wondering your take on sleep debt. Like so many things on insomnia, all the information I find is contradictory. True, so true. From my own experience, I've had stretches where I felt brain dead, but after one or two good nights of sleep, I feel fully like myself again. So I'd like to think it's not really a big thing. Thanks for the feedback. So the question here, or the what Patrick is saying here, that I felt terrible, but then I slept good. So I'd like to think it's not really a big thing, meaning sleep debt is something you can pay off pretty quickly. And the short answer here is, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, you often hear that you can't pay off your sleep debt, you know, don't think you can pay it off fast or things like that. And it's true that if you've had slept very little for a whole week, then it may take more than one night of good sleep to pay it back. But as he said, after one or two good nights of sleep, I feel fully like myself again. Exactly. You may very well actually do feel great after one night or two nights, you know? So sleep debt is not something that is like, and that was the point I was trying to make in that video that I think Patrick is that created this question, was that sleep debt is not something that just accumulates and accumulates and accumulates, and like after 8 months of not sleeping well, you have like 462 hours of sleep that you now have to repay. It's not like that. It's more like Patrick describes it. After a couple of nights of sleeping well, or even one of sleeping well, you can pay off that sleep debt. And not to get too technical here, but the theory behind that is that deep sleep or a slow wave sleep is what's called homeostatically regulated, which means that the less you get, the more the body wants it. So if you've gone several nights with sleeping very little, very poorly, and then you sleep well for a night, then a lot of that sleep is going to be deep, rejuvenating, like refreshing, deep sleep. So that's the way you can pay off your sleep debt pretty quickly. And now, that said, the thing I thought about this morning was the following. You know, try not to like... I'm gonna give you kind of an exercise. And if anyone out there would share with me next week what they found, that would be super, super valuable. But that said, try not to figure out why I'm proposing this exercise. It's one of those, like when somebody tells you the answer of a riddle, it kind of like, it's not funny. It's like, it kind of, you know, takes away, you know, some of the, you know, the insights within it, if you will. So here's the thing. I think a really good exercise for anyone out there, really, for the next, let's say today's Friday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, for the next 4 days, is if you would write down on a piece of paper or on your phone or really anywhere, at the end of the day, you know, when it's like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., something like that, or even later, what your day was like. Was this a good day? Was it a not so good day? And what happened, or why was it a good day or not such a good day? Right? Just do that. And if you would send me an email like Monday, maybe, about that, that would be amazing. Then I can share that on the channel here and why I think this could be a really good exercise. So I'll leave everyone with that. Hope you have a really nice weekend. And then Scott, by the way, thanks for reviewing my podcast. Really appreciate it. And I'll answer your question Monday as well as many others. So again, have a nice weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.